back with you, Charlie, Ernie, and Lisa on News Talk 620 WVMT. If you follow us on Facebook, you may have seen a photograph of somebody in my spot here in the studio. I got a little late. I said, whoa, what's going on here? Somebody's taking over doing afternoons here on WVMT. The talk show, Marcy Crumbine, was in here doing some PSAs for the Community Economic Development Office. And she joins us in studio this morning talking about block grants. 40th anniversary of this, of community block grants. Richard Nixon started it. He was the guy that started the program. Is that right?
That's right, in 1974.
Well, good morning to you, Marcy. Thank you for coming in today. And you also brought some guests in with us. One of them, I said, you look awful familiar. Catherine Collins, actually, she's the director of case management with the Champlain Valley Agency on Aging. It was last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The door opens up. She says, I'm here. And I said, who are you?
I'm like, oh, hi.
I said,
a little early.
Embarrassing.
I said, that's next week. You were early.
I was early.
You were early. Come on right up to that microphone. Speaking of that.
You got a little hum. Okay.
You got some humming going on.
Yeah, we have a little hum.
Watch this. I'm going to fix it right now.
Nope.
It didn't work. It got worse, Charlie. what are you doing?
I'm trying to fix it. Kirby Dunn is also with us. Kirby is the executive director for HomeShare. Kirby, good morning to you. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having
for coming in as well. So let's talk about the, you know, what this event means. You know, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Community Development Block Grant, and perhaps Marcy, if you could give us an overview on it, what your office does to help facilitate some of this, and then if we can get Kirby and Catherine to kind of jump in and how their agencies have benefited from it.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, Charlie, as you said, this is a program that started with Richard Nixon in 1974, and it is administered by Housing and Urban Development, otherwise known as HUD, and they send out money to various communities around the country. There's about 1,200 of them, and Burlington is the only entitlement community in Vermont that gets this kind of funding. And it really is basically to help low and moderate income persons in areas of housing and economic opportunities and a suitable living environment. So the money comes in, and we do an action plan and review various proposals and then choose grantees to administer projects and programs to help the people that are most in need. And what's different in Burlington, and I've done some research around the country, is that we do have local citizens that sit on an advisory board. They represent each of the wards, the NPAs, and the mayor appoints three. And they go through literally all the proposals, and they're very serious about it. And then they make decisions on how we're going to fund and what we're going to fund. And so it really is local people making local decisions for local programs. And last year, over 13,000 people were assisted by our programs. We expect to get a little over $700,000 beginning in July. And we're really excited about the two guests that you have that we have with us today, because the number one priority in Burlington is housing. We all know that we have a very low vacancy rate, so that means there's rarely housing available. And we also know that housing is very expensive. Like 69% of our low-income people are paying their cost burden. That means they're paying more than 30%.
Yeah.
So we want to keep people housed. We want to keep people living independently. And our two guests today are with our two of our senior programs that do exactly that.
And Kirby Dunn, you're the executive director for HomeShare. Kirby, why don't you come on to this microphone over here, if you would, please. And tell us about how HomeShare has benefited from these block grants.
Well, we've been getting funding through the block grants since 1983, and we get an annual grant, and it's flexible funding, and it's allowed us to focus our efforts on low and moderate income people within the city of Burlington. So it's been a really critical component of our success. It's the reason why we've just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
That's a huge undertaking, what you're trying to do. You know, as Marcy just explained, with the housing situation in Burlington, we most recently heard about Champlain College not being able to put in this student housing that they had proposed. And some people may look at that like, okay, well, that's students. How does that affect the general population? Well, that means that those students are going to be going into those homes that we might be able to get some of the working class into. And when that continues to be as small as it is, then obviously it's going to drive rents even higher. So, you know, with that said, I mean, that's a huge task that you have to undertake. And I don't know how you stay positive about it, because, you know, I talk with people that have tried to rent homes in Burlington or rent apartments in Burlington, if they're students or they're just, you know, they're out of college and they're working. And it's a situation where you've got people, living, five or six in a place that's probably designed for two and three. And that's the only way that you can do it, because you divide the rent up. So, how do you, with all of that to undertake, how do you stay positive? And do you see some changes towards the positive here?
Well, I think, a program like home sharing works with people who have a home and who have an extra bedroom in their home. And they might be looking for a little bit of service or a little bit of rental income, or maybe just help with utility bills. So it's really two people helping each other. The average rent in home sharing last year was only $187 a month. That's because people are looking for some help for service, and people who enter into the program agree to provide, to offer an affordable rent. So they can't be gouging people, and they can't be just trying to make a huge profit off of their housing. It's really a way to help somebody find an affordable place, but also having that person then help the typically homeowner who might need help with a little bit of grocery shopping or making a meal or two a week or maybe raking the leaves or shoveling the snow.
So how does the block grant help with that?
Well, the block grant is a funding source for the organization. So the block grant helps us provide the capacity, the staff capacity, to be able to help our clients and also to keep our fees very, very low.
So if someone's listening this morning and they're saying, man, this is news to me. I didn't realize, I'm living by myself or there's just the two of us. We got a couple of extra bedrooms. Could rent those bedrooms out. How do they contact you to find out more information about doing that? And you just serve Chittenden County.
Well, we serve three counties, Chittenden, Addison, and Grand Isle in this area. We also have a sister program in the central Vermont part of the state, which CDBG actually helped establish that program down there. And they serve three counties down there. So our website is homesharevermont.org. Anybody can go to our website or applications there. And our phone number, 863-5625. Just give us a call and see if it might be something you might be interested in.
All right, great. Catherine, come on over to this mic. And Catherine Collins is the Director of Case Management with the Champlain Valley Agency on Aging. And tell us a little bit about your organization and how these block grants are helping you and how people can help out if they'd like to.
Well, we're an organization that serves people who are 60 years of age and older. And we've been working with the CDBG program for, I don't know, at least 20 years. And we serve about 450 people in Burlington, and we have two case managers who specifically work with those individuals, and the CDBG grant helps us fund those individuals. They go into people's homes and provide options counseling and case management. They try to help a lot of the seniors that we see have very low incomes, and a number of them own their own homes and find it difficult to keep up with their mortgages and their taxes. So we try to look at options for how they might better be able to afford their housing. We work with individuals who are at risk of losing their housing in Burlington due to the high cost of rent. Their living expenses are growing more than their incomes.
So you help to subsidize them?
We help them find the funds that might help them get through.
The CVAA is also responsible. You guys do the Meals on Wheels program, right?
So
many people know about that
community
program.
Community meals.
Yeah.
Very few people know about our case management program, but it's a program that's really critical to helping people find the options that will help them remain in their own homes, which is our mission.
Do you find that numbers are increasing?
Yes. Yeah. We've been seeing a lot more people who are at retirement age, who thought they might be able to work for a few more years, and then health issues have cropped up or something has happened that they need to quit working, and they're finding that they had not planned ahead for some of the expenses that would come up once they're retired. People who can't afford to maintain a home and are looking for more affordable housing. So, and as you know, the population of people who are turning 65 is growing, and we're seeing that now. We're a little concerned that we are not going to be able to serve everyone.
So people listening this morning and they want to find out more information, not only to help your organization, but they're thinking that they could use some help. How do they get in touch with you both ways?
We have a toll-free statewide number, the Senior Helpline, 1-800-642-5119. And locally, our number is 865-0360. And we also have a website, cvaa.org.
All right, very good. And somebody wants to help out with the Meals on Wheels, the same site they can check out there?
If anyone wants to volunteer to deliver Meals on Wheels, we're always looking for volunteers.
You know, Rusty DeWeese, the logger, he's a great spokesperson for Meals on Wheels.
Yes,
I know that he volunteers, and he does it, I think, once a week. He gets out there and does the Meals on Wheels program.
We have some wonderful volunteers. We have over 1,000 volunteers.
Catherine Collins, the Director of Case Management with the Champlain Valley Agency on Aging, and Kirby Dunn, the Executive Director for Home Share, with us this morning, along with Marcy Crumbine, who is the Assistant Director for Community Development in Burlington. Any events coming up? You're commemorating the 40th anniversary of the Community Block Grant. Anything going on this week,
Right,
Marcy?
So later on today at 5:25, we're doing a television show live at 5:25 with the mayor. We're going to be talking about some of our early childhood education programs. And then a little bit, pushing the week a little bit, on Monday we're doing another live at 5:25, a TV show talking about all the work we do with the homeless. And as you know, the Point in Time survey just came out. Homelessness is on the increase. And so that's another very important program that we do through the Community Development Block Grant.
Well, good luck with everything. And thanks for joining us this morning and celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Community Development Block Grant with us this morning, along with Marcy Crumbine and Catherine Collins and Kirby Dunn. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned for ABC News. That's coming up next, right here, WVMT.
WVMT, always there, always informed, always on. News Talk 620, WVMT, Burlington, Plattsburgh.